Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Whether and how the Israelis will respond, that's going to be up to them. We understand that and respect that. But the president's been very clear. We don't seek a war with Iran. We're not looking for escalation here. We will continue to help Israel defend itself.
The Biden administration saying it's not looking for a wider war with Iran in the Middle East. That's National Security Council spokesman John Kirby on NBC's Meet the Press. World leaders urging Israel not to retaliate for the Iranian drone and missile attack. Live team coverage continues overseas in Europe with Fox's Jonathan Savage. Catch us up on developments from just overnight, Jonathan.
Yes, it was late last night when the United Nations held its emergency meeting, and General Secretary Antonio Guterres said the Middle East is on the brink and now it's time to defuse and to de-escalate. And since then, we have seen an increasing number of Israel's allies appealing to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to show restraint, many of them saying, look, Iran attacked you with 300 drones and missiles. They didn't get through. There was only light damage and one injury. Consider that a win for Israel, a defeat for Iran, and leave it at that. Even Russia, more closely aligned with Iran, as we know, has warned that further escalation is in no one's interest, and China, too, calling for calm. Israel, though, says it's up to themselves to decide how to defend itself.
We understand that President Biden was involved and engaged in a series of high-level discussions, including, according to the New York Times, with Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yeah, I think it was even while the attack was going on that he was talking on the phone to Benjamin Netanyahu. A time of high emotion is how the White House described it. And essentially what he has said to Israel is the U.S. government will continue to give Israel ironclad support to defend itself. Remember, U.S. Military assets involved in helping to shoot down those drones and missiles. But in return for that support, it wants Israel to show restraint, to prevent the region from sliding into the abyss of all-out war.
Tell us what the Iranian attack was retaliation for.
Yes, it was a few weeks ago when there was an airstrike on the Iranian consulate in Syria, a strike blamed on Israel. It destroyed the building. It killed everyone inside, including two senior commanders. The directness of this attack, the number of deaths, and the level of the people who were killed is something which Iran felt it had to respond to very publicly. For years, we've seen a sort of shadow war between Israel and Iran, with Iran attacking people who it says are plotting against it, and Israel attacking people who it says are plotting against it. So this very direct attack on the consulate seemed to change the game slightly, to escalate things to the point where Iran felt it had to do something very significant.
And does Iran say that this is it in terms of its response?
It's giving that message to the extent that so long as Israel doesn't retaliate, I think if Israel retaliates, Iran says that its further response will be even more significant. Israel says Iran will bear the consequences for its actions. However, if those consequences are more towards the kind of action that we've seen in the past, rather than the more direct action we've seen recently, that may keep a lid on things.
In what ways might this complicate or even enhance maybe the ongoing discussions with Israel for a ceasefire in Gaza, given that the war with Hamas has been upwards of 7 months in now?
Absolutely. Back in October 7th, and since then, we have seen the international community trying to de-escalate tensions in the region, with many of Iran's proxies trying to tie Israel up in theaters away from Gaza, such as the northern border with Lebanon. I think what it's going to do, it's going to divert attention, at least for now, away from efforts to secure a peace or an end to the war in Gaza that the international community has been vying for. But at the same time, we have to remember that Israel does still intend to carry out a significant operation in Rafah, in southern Gaza, where there's over 1 million people sheltering. But there are peace talks that have been going on and off. Israel's been offering peace deals, or at least ceasefire deals, rejected by Hamas. Hamas may harden its stance now.
Fox's Jonathan Savage from Europe. Appreciate the live update. And
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.